Hey, Chad, welcome back to your show that, you know, you didn't record for like 5 months. What have you been up to?
I had a show? What?
Yeah.
Freaking way. I'm like, what? I was doing penis puppetry, you know? I was just like, you know, I'm trying to make a quick buck here in L.A. No, I haven't been doing much. I guess I'm going to talk about the Netflix pilot idea that I was doing recently. I was hired to write a TV pilot for Netflix in October, and I was like banging on my head against the wall for a few months trying to figure out. I think I did a pretty good job for a framework, but every script, like every new draft I was doing, the script was getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and basically, I told the producers, like, yo, you need to find a new writer because, like, my limitations and my strengths, it's not working. I write comedy, I write horror, I could do neo-noir a little bit, like Tarantino-esque type stuff, but three different decades based on real stuff, like true life, it's not my thing. Like, it wasn't, like, I did a framework for it, I helped them with the sizzle reel and stuff, like what they needed to do and stuff to pitch it. And that's when I left the project in January, and that's when I started getting sick. I think my stomach, like, I had, like, some stomach issues for, like, 2 months. I had, like, a colonoscopy again. I had to go to the doctors. They made me do a bunch of laxatives and all the different stuff and everything to, like, do shit. Like, kind of like, okay, you know, that's what we're going to try to do. And they couldn't find anything wrong. So I probably was stressed between worrying about my mom, the pandemic, having like a creative and career burnout, and my friends that don't have jobs and stuff like that. And it's like my living situation in LA is expensive. So I kind of left and everything, and I really haven't been able to write anything. Like, I could write, but nothing's really came like concrete. Because I'm always been like a good content creating machine. Like, I could make stories, premises, concepts, jokes. I could do the whole thing. It's getting to the nitty gritty. Starting to do, like, second drafts and stuff like that. And that's when I was just like, fuck, is this even really worth it? Like, that's the thing. I just don't have that. If I'm not passionate about it, I'm just like, screw it. Like, it's just not going to do anything. But the other day, I went to Starbucks. Because Starbucks' outdoor patio is finally open. So I can drink my coffee. And I haven't been able to go on my morning walks the last 2 weeks. So I hyperextended both my knees. And I pinched nerves and blood vessels in my calves. So for 2 to 3 days, I couldn't even feel my feet. So I thought I was dying. So that's back to normal. Like, I have to go, I'm gonna start doing my walks again. But the main reason I went to Starbucks, and I happened to run into the Netflix guy, and I was like, oh great, this is gonna be awkward. And he's like, hey Chad, how you doing? He came up to me and said, hey, I just wanted to see how you're doing. And I was telling him about the situation, my stomach and work and living situation, all that fun bullshit and clown fuckery. And basically, he's just like, I just want to say thank you for being honest. It's like most people would prolong, think, and keep wasting people's time and everything. And that's at home. I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this for long enough. If I'm comfortable in my talent and what I'm capable of doing. And he's just like, yeah, I just wanted to thank you for that. But he said, I just want to know, like, you gave us framework, and we have a writer, and it's actually turning out really well. And Netflix, like, it's not officially done at Netflix, but Apple's now interested in it. So, because they have a lawyer pitching it just two places to see, because they're having issues with Netflix. And so I was just like, that's cool. I said, but when we start up and running, because I know you're a director, I want you to direct couple episodes. And I was like, all right, I'll be down for that. So they remember me for that, and they're like, okay, yeah, because, like, we want to bring you on in one way or form, because you actually really helped us out with the framework of the pilot. Like, you actually gave us because we couldn't figure out how to do this, and the way you framed it and gave us the groundwork for, like, the actual blueprints, like, you basically gave us the idea for the show to make it work. So I was like, all right, cool. So I'm glad I did something and not waste their time. So, but I'm just like, that's the thing where I'm just like, I'm not like money, 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 and da 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 da. So, like, that's a good thing. I want to move to the next level, but it's just, yeah, it was just like, that's I just kind of moved on with that project, and I was like, all right. And I've been trying to focus on two series Bibles right now for that I want to do. And even like for a potential career, like a potential, like the other, like I guess a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how I want to like think about looking about going into a career in a mini professional mini golf. Cause it's an actual, it's an actual thing. And I like mini golfing and I'm actually good at it. So, but I missed the 2021, membership deadline. So I have to wait till 2022. And I'm like, all right. So I'm actually really considering kind of doing that. It's just like, you could actually like, it's $35 for the membership. And then a tournament, depending on which how much you pay, because there is an entry fee, so it's like between like $50 to $100. $100 is the highest one, and you could win $10,000 a tournament. Like that's the big cash prize for the first time. Like, so go and fucking mini golfing Friday, Saturday, and then potentially making a couple $1,000 a weekend. I'm like, shit, that's not bad at all.
And this is the whole time you're gonna be wearing your 20 minutes with Chad shirt too, right? Because that's a must.
Yeah, yeah. Though, because it's almost like professional golf.
You tell me what you need, and I'm putting a 20 minute with Chad logo on it, and I will personally mail it to you, even though you've told me you won't hug me.
And it's like, so I'm looking at that even, and while I was doing that process and studying and stuff, I came up with an idea of, because like two of my favorite, like one of my favorite movies is Happy Gilmore, and then one of my favorite TV shows is Eastbound and Down. And I was like, that'd be kind of an interesting combination and kind of like make a Happy Gilmore meets Eastbound and Down miniature golf player who's like the black sheep of mini golfing. And originally it was called Chad Sucks, but it's called You Suck because there's another pilot I want to call like using my name. Whereas it's like, just in case if I don't, like my goal is to have me as the lead, of course, because I'm like, I'm going to Ricky Gervais or Louis C.K. the shit out of it. But without, you know, whipping on my penis. But,
I was about to say that.
It was just like that. And I'd have to actually see it. I'd be like an angry Pikachu because it's so fucking small. They're like, what is that? Oh, cute. And it's like, Chad's a star in Japan. But, looks like Kazura. What was it? Yeah, so they basically, that's what it was, where it's like, I wrote three seasons for it. It's like the first season, he's like trying, like, he has this bad habit, like, kind of Happy Gilmore, but the Happy Gilmore type thing, or getting drugs and drinking, and then the second season gets kicked out and has to go back, gets suspended for he's taking like performance enhancement drugs and stuff like that. So I have like three seasons of it, and it's only a three season series because he gets shot and killed at the third season, which because I don't want to do it longer than.
Hold on, shouldn't this be on True TV?
It probably should have. It probably should be. It probably should be. So I don't know. But you see, but True TV is owned by like HBO.
I know that.
So I have to like go through. Well, HBO, AT&T owns HBO, which owns everything else. But that's what like that was one story, and then I have this one called Nanny Chad, where this guy is recovering from a heart attack, lives in North Hollywood, he has a failing comedy career, and he moves back up to NorCal or some small town, and his bestie, who's got getting divorced, becomes her nanny for her children. And that's kind of like, sort of like Uncle Buck, but more of Chad humor, kind of sarcastic, messed up humor.
I think both of those will work, and especially with your golf that's championship on the side.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing where it's just like, that's what I'm doing right now, where I'm trying to figure that out and try to get an agent to pitch. Because I'm like, I pitch things myself, but I only get to a certain level where if I had like an better, like a good agent who knew what they're fucking doing, I'd probably get more into it, more like more meetings and stuff.
So you're telling me you can only get to the mid tier, you can't get to the actual go person.
Yeah, I always get to like the mid tier level till they go, and this is always the same fucking thing of I've done it like NBC three times, Netflix, Comedy Central, Warner Brothers even. They get to like, well, you're not financially viable. Like they know I'm good. They know I'm going to be successful. And they're like, well, if you have a big name star, someone who's like behind it or something, you do that. But I'm like, if I do that, I'm kind of like catering to them. It's just like I could write something and have a big name star, and then I'd be a supporting actor or whatever, which I've done that route and it works. But I kind of like, it's not an ego thing. It's not narcissism. It's not greed or pride or anything. It's just, I kind of know what I want to do, and I want to be in control of it, where I know if I put the wrong people on it, it'd be crap.
Goodbye, Chad. And now for part two of Chad's interview with some random friend he claims he has.
No, it's just like, that's the thing, was just like, because they also know in their minds that's not going to last forever, because there's only a short little period of time. Case example, Sasha Grey. Sasha Grey was only in the porn business less than 3 years. And I know her because I know through a writer who's from Sacramento, Anthony DeJuan. Like, that's her writing partner. Like, a lot of people don't know that. Like, I know a lot of people. It's a small world. Show business is a small world. And everyone gets like sidetracked, like, oh, I want to be famous, da 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 da. And I'm like, no, like, I would love to be famous. I don't want to be a celebrity. But it's just like people, like, I start laughing. I was just like, it's like a job. So they have to know. Like, I used to be like, I knew, what was it, like August Ames even, like, her suicide really fucked with me. But it was just like, so it's just sit there and I'm like, wow, man. It's like, it's just crazy. Cause like a lot of things, it's like people don't realize these are real people. And now it's just a mindset. I'm just like, wow. But, I'm trying to think of other questions. Like, what career choice would you do if you're not doing the career you're doing right now?
Yeah. For a while I was on the path of just doing, like weddings and stuff like that. You know, just to make money, just to get by and be able to flex my artistic, you know, reign in some kind. So that was like a path I was headed on for a while, and doing music videos locally for like local artists and stuff like that. But that kind of stuff isn't really sustainable unless you're able to get into the right groups. You know what I mean? Who actually spend money on those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if I could open up my own agency and, you know, pitch ideas to bigger companies to shoot commercials, that would be like, you know, that would be something that I'd really enjoy doing for sure.
And that's a big possibility, because a lot of people don't understand that streaming is going to be a big thing. The internet, there's a lot of companies that are looking for content now that they put online. Like a lot of people, like if you go literally to different companies, they have their own divisions. They're looking for agencies to put out commercials. They want to put up the minute 30, 2 minute stuff. Like I sit there, cause I've been offered like shit like that too. I turn it down because I'm not into commercials. Like I just can't do it. Plus I like doing my own. I'm a control freak where I'm like, I like collaborating. I'm very flexible. I'm more flexible than collaborating, where I'm just like, it's a business to me, where I'm like, I have no problem turning down money. Cause like people, like I said, the whole Ryan things, I turned that down. I also turned down a production company was trying to turn my web series into into a TV show. Your dog's like, what? It's like someone's at the door. But what was it? Want to turn into a TV series, and eventually I walked away from it too. I was just like, so people always talk about like, oh, you have to do stuff to do. Like, no, that's why I like about podcasting now, was because I don't have to have a boss to tell me, oh, you can't say this, that, and that. Because I could say something wrong on stage and someone just like flip their shit. You're like, oh, da, 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 da. For example, like the other day, this chick goes, all the people, the 73 million people who voted for Trump are all homophobic, racist, da, 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 da. And I'm like, I disagree with that. Now, don't get me wrong. There is homophobic extremists over there. There are shithole people where I'm like, yeah, but that's also on both sides. But I don't know what that rural family's doing. I'm not living in a rural area. I don't work in a factory. I don't know what their neighbors are going through. And she goes like, well, you're privileged. And I'm like, bitch, just because you're multiracial. She was multiracial, but she grew up from Orange County, upper class. And I'm like, wait a minute. I grew up in a Bay Area for a working lower middle class family. My great grandfather was an immigrant from Italy. On the other side, my great grandmother is Native American. I was sitting there. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Experience. your experience compared to her experience, she had more of the traditional, you know, privilege. Rich white person upbringing, yeah. Privilege, exactly. Whereas your experience was more like lower middle class colored person's experience.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. That's the thing where it's just like I grew up in a neighborhood that was all Mexican and black. So it's funny because when these kids start talking to me because I got work, because I know slang, and they sit there and they're like, dude, are you black? I'm like, no, I just grew up around it. I don't even think that as like a race thing. That's just the way I talk. And it's like, and they sit there and it's like, they're surprised. They're like, what the hell? You're not like some typical, like, it's like, dude, like, what's funny because like a few years ago, before my heart attacks and all this stuff, I had this guy, a producer, who hired me to pitch a movie. He was going to have me direct. It was an urban film. But because he knew I had that urban flair, but he wanted a white guy because he didn't want to scare the investors. So like, we want a white guy so we could do it, like a director, so we could do this urban film because it was an all black cast. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I have no problem. Like, okay, it's kind of weird that you're hiring a white guy to do this, but whatever. Like, I'm not white, but I'm like, I'm just saying in general, like I say, because I this perception is reality to people in Hollywood.
Right.
And I sit there and like, oh, this white guy, da 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 da. And I'm just like, but then he got to know me. He's like, you are the most ghettoist white person I know. I'm like, well, at least I'm not trailer trash, but hey, you know, I'm just like, that kind of thing. And I'm like, but I sit there and I was like, wow. But he originally was hiring me because he's just like, it's like, dude, I have to find someone else then because you have too much knowledge of that. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, I'm just like, that's a fun thing.
That's weird.
I was sitting there like, it's in LA so weird. It's like, I do this thing where it's like, was it fake flakes and sharks? Like, that's all of LA. It's everywhere. But in LA, it's very thing because everyone has their own agendas, alternative motives. And I just like, if I didn't have to live in LA for show business, like, I really could, you can make movies anywhere. Cause I always get people telling me, like, oh, I need to move to LA. Like, no, you can make movies or shows, whatever. Everything's online because nothing shoots in LA anymore. Like, Netflix is shooting everywhere. It's like, if you have money, people will come. Cause there's this filmmaker in Sacramento, Rene Perez, I think his name is. And he always brings all these actors up. What's that other one? There's this black filmmaker who drives me fucking nuts. Deion Taylor. Fuck that guy. I hate him. And people like sit there like, oh, I'm like, him and his wife, they could suck a dick. Like, people always like, they're gonna blackball you in Hollywood. Like, I don't care. Like, I do have a podcast. I do my own shit. Like, people like, you're burning bridges. Like, no, it's just like, I don't go to them and say, hey, your movies suck. Like, I know them as people. I'm like, whatever. It's just, it is what it is. But I always tell people not to.
I had a problem with them with getting paid on time.
And
that wasn't just an individual one-time thing from what I could tell. Other people were telling me the same thing. And I hate that. I hate that I even have to say that.
And not even that. It's just like you have a lot of shitheads that do that in the business. That they like sit there, like be upfront about it. If you don't have the money, be upfront about it. Like when I do my movies, I always pay my people. Like, I fucking work day jobs. Like, I'll make sure I work really hard, save that money, and I pay my people. But the thing was, they stole my friend's script. My friend sent him a script, and they changed, like, two little things out of it and changed the title. And I was like, wow, that is sketchy. So I'm like, so I have, like, issues with them. But let's see. There's, like, but what advice would you give your younger self?
Oh man, my younger self.
I know. Yeah, like, it's like you went deep, Chad. You went deep.
I think more than anything, it's just like, you know, educate yourself a little bit more and stick with it a little bit more. You know, those two things together, I think, will produce great outcomes. You know, having the right education, which when you're young, you don't know what the right education is. You know what I mean? But having the right education and sticking to it more so than allowing yourself to, like, you know, feel bad or negative about something, just stick with it, man.
All right. Okay. That's all right. So I just want to thank you for being on my podcast today and I hope all things go well. So thanks, bud.
All right. Appreciate you.